Yeah.
Sir, Steve.
Hi, Steve. Setting up things tomorrow, if you could, and don't interfere if he has a committee hearing and so forth. I'd like to get George Shultz in at 10 o'clock with John Ehrlichman on wage price controls.
All right, sir.
And then I want these put out, too, so that we can get it. I'd like to have, and then just list Ken Cole alone. Don't list him with Ehrlichman. He'd be coming alone. You or call Cole at 10:30.
All right, sir.
We're trying to sort of build up some of this. Fred Malik to be listed alone on the schedule, except with Malik. Cole is to come in alone. Malik should come in with Haldeman to go over a few appointments and things.
Would you like that at 11 o'clock, sir?
Yeah. But Malik should be listed, as I said, alone so that he could, it looks like that, and you can figure him for a half hour. And Roy Ash should be listed at 11:30. And Roy Ash should drop in with have Haldeman and Ehrlichman come in with him. Let's see. In other words, the three of them had come in at 11:30.
All right, sir.
Okay, but just have him listed on the schedule. So if you could get those out as...
Photograph of the Shultz-Ehrlichman meeting.
The one we'll have a photograph of, yes. Yes, that's right. Shultz and Ehrlichman. And you can tell, you might get a hold of John Ehrlichman and see if maybe we shouldn't have Stein also at that. So, the visibility of being in such a meeting on wage price controls.
Fine, we can announce the intention of the meeting in advance.
Yes, ask John Ehrlichman what he wants to put out. My view is yes. It's about to discuss wage price controls.
All right, sir.
Let John Ehrlichman determine what should be put out.
All right, sir. This afternoon, you'll want to see Fran Lewin and Helen Thomas in the Oval Office or the EOB?
I just talked to Ron about it. I think they're going to do it at the EOB.
Oh, all right, sir, fine.
But Ron's got it under control, and he'll know as soon as I'm, as we get closer to the time. But you don't need to do anything about it, because he'll just bring him over if I'm here.
All right, sir, fine.
So you're all set there?
Yes, sir.
And incidentally, on the Heath thing, it's really definite. I think it's much better. I'd like to have him on a formal basis in the White House and for the formal dinner, et cetera. See?
Yes.
All right. And then I want him to go up to Camp David the following morning. At whenever his convenience will allow, so that he can sort of move around.
And then you'll...
And I'll join him in the afternoon there for another meeting, see, and for an informal dinner.
All right, sir.
On that, I do not want a hell of a lot of people. If he... I'll have to check it out. If he brings... No objection to the ambassador. But I don't want any opposite numbers on our side.
All right.
Kissinger can come. Opposite numbers on our side. I don't want any State Department people or anything of that sort. Unless, damn it, if you have Annenberger, that'll pose a real problem. If he's here, do you know whether he's coming over with him or not? Or
I don't know at this time, Mr. President. I'll have to check with NSA.
Well, you'll have to play it very carefully, but I have changed that whole thing on any of these state people. We have social functions. We do not have to have Americans for every foreigner. I'm just going to limit it totally to one person or two at the very, very most on our side.
And we'll just have very small dinners then.
Nope. But you see, the foreigners may have more. Maybe he's got to want to bring his secretary for, I don't know who the hell he's bringing with him, but he may want to bring Trent to something or other, Bert Trent. But we'll have to see. Have to feel out what he would like to go to Camp David with him, who he'd like to have up there with him. He can have as many as he wants. And if he's got four people, go up. And we'll invite Heath and all of his four to dinner, although Heath and I will have a meeting probably alone or with Kissinger and Bert Trent. But on our our side of the table, I will only have Kissinger.
So, all right, sir.
Now, there's only one exception to that. If he brings a cabinet officer, brings him up there like an elecume, then I would have to bring Rogers to the dinner too for that. So,
yes.
But it's only when a cabinet officer. On the other hand, that just about covers it. I'd like to do it the second day. Now, if this doesn't work out, if the British should prefer to go to Camp David the first day, well, I'll go up there and see him up there and then come down here and meet again formally and have the dinner that night. But I think the better plan is to have them go here. Then they can go up the following day and have a chance to, you know, to see the place and so forth, and I can join them at and so that I don't have the, I just don't want to have that. I don't want to have a whole day up with them, there with them. I just haven't got that much time.
All right, sir.
That's my present thought.
All right, well, we'll start that in the works there, and
I'll just very discreetly find out how many people are coming and all that sort of thing, and then we can gradually work and do what we do while we're there. Okay.
All right, sir. All right, thank you very much.